Hello and welcome to This Might Be The News. My name's Rory and every week I'm joined by a couple of friends who kind of try and help me work out what's been going on over the last 7 days. This week I'm joined by Steph.
Good morning.
And Lauren.
Hi.
It's a woman's hour special today. Two girls.
Excellent.
Very lucky. And so there's been a lot going on. There's a lot I don't really want to read about. There's a lot of stuff I still don't understand. Still can't get my head around that coup in Turkey. Not sure I'll ever. I ever will.
I'm not sure anyone knows what went on there. Just, what a coup is.
Just bury that one.
What is a coup?
Bury that one under the carpet and move on. Pretend it didn't happen. We'll stay friends. So, but this week I think I've found something that I want to talk about. And the only way to look into it is the facts.
Facts.
So, the facts this week, we're going to look at the greatest doping scandal in history.
Ah,
do you know what I'm talking about?
I do indeed, yes.
Russia.
Very naughty, very naughty.
Now, how familiar would you say you were with sport in general, you two?
I'd pick me at average, my sporting knowledge.
I'd say when there's an Olympics on...
Oh, we're very much involved.
Very
much, very much involved. Any sort of Olympics, football tournament, we're there every match,
all over
every
it.
Day.
Team GB?
Always, yeah. We're currently hyping up towards Rio at the moment, getting ready, doing our research.
And so does that mean you know what's been going on with this Russia thing then?
Been following it, yep, have been following it.
Yeah, I think it's just been such a drawn-out, long affair, you know. It's been going on, well, for years, so...
So from what I gather, and so for the listeners' context, I know nothing about sport, so I'm coming to this pretty late in the game. But it's piqued my interest, mm-hmm. this one. So between 2012 and 2015, Russian officials apparently covered up 312 positive drug tests in 28 Olympic and Paralympic sports, even sailing and table tennis.
Made it. You will get those table tennis players. They are the ones. They need the drugs.
What kind of drugs are they?
I don't know. Steroids?
Yeah.
So don't steroids make you crazy and like rage? Roid rage. What's it called?
Roid rage.
There's nothing worse than an angry ping pong player.
With this tiny bat beating you round the head.
I read that whoever it was that was in charge was giving them a concoction of steroids.
Yeah, I read that as well. For me, I just imagine it's Putin who's in charge and he's just like sitting there mixing it up with his bare chest on the back of his horse, mixing it up and drugging them all.
He sat on a leather throne with just a pile of cocaine on one side and then his special Olympic mix on the
Which
other.
Which is actually that sometimes the piles mix and that's when you get the gold medals.
And he wakes up at 11 a.m. after a 48-hour binge and doesn't know what he's been doing. But... what I've got here is that he is not... No, I shouldn't say it's Putin. I think that's a step too far. The Russians were mixing a cocktail called Duchess.
Yes.
Named after a Russian cocktail. It was dissolved in alcohol and then they whacked it in. I don't know, I guess.
Well, they shouldn't be drinking alcohol, really. Like, as elite athletes.
Do you take it, like, with your morning breakfast or...?
Just a Moscow Mule.
Bloody Mary.
Bellinis for breakfast with a side of the Duchess.
And so they were. There was a. When was it? A few years ago, Russia hosted. There was all kinds of other hoo-ha about that one because I think a load of people boycotted it. Then anyway,
well, didn't they also break the rules and have all the Russian propaganda inside the village, which is not allowed? I mean, that's really
just sort of posters,
dragging out the Cold War.
What, posters of like Lenin and Stalin?
I think more around... Putin on the horse. They've moved on from those days, but the same.
Was
the
there? There was just a little Putin snow globe in every room.
A souvenir, if you will.
Shake it, Putin. Oh, he's got a warm side. He's got a sense of humour. So they set up a special laboratory. This does sound like
this is
a
very
Bond.
It's Pinky in the Brain.
Yeah,
it's very
that's
much.
I'm seeing it. Putin there, an angry scientist in a lab
that's carved out of rock, which is his face.
So they had a special laboratory built with a secret hole in the wall that enabled officials to swap urine samples.
Oh my God,
that wall must have got pretty gross pretty quickly.
But sure,
I've dropped the piss again. You're going to have to fetch that out. You're going to have to... I'm not going in there. You're going to have to reach in.
I mean, I don't understand how they got to the lab. Is the lab kind of tunnelling into the Olympic lab? Surely it goes off site.
Yeah. I imagine it's like whoever, like, because it's like Sebastian Coe now, but it would have been whoever was sort of leading the Olympics. He's like
he was out there collecting the piss himself.
He calls it Putin. He's going, well, we've got the Olympics coming up. How are we going to do the testing? Do you want me to come over and set something up? Putin's like, no, mate, got this one. I've already built the lab. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't even come and check it out.
You don't need to see it.
Don't you worry about that. You make sure the opening ceremony's spot on, and I'll take care of the piss.
Yeah, it was a good opening ceremony.
Was it?
London's was.
Oh, no, I'm talking about Russia's. I'm guessing you didn't watch...
Do the Winter Olympics have an opening ceremony?
They must do.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not quite as
with bears
grand.
Bears on chains.
Putin comes in at the end, on his horse.
Vodka shots for all.
A giant one, like those dolls where other dolls come out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there'd be one of them. It writes itself.
It really does. I can see them dancing around sort of on ice. In the wintry setting.
Absolutely. Just sort of covering... Just don't look over there at the secret lab in the volcano. So what's going to happen? So they basically... The Olympic Committee has figured this out, that this has been going on. What happens now?
So they figured it out through this whistleblower, from what I can gather.
Okay.
So they've... Oh, the track and field team are banned. They're out. They're good to go.
They're out. Why were they just off their nut?
All of them, I think, were at it. So.
They've been universally banned, with the exception of the ones that lived in the US. Because okay. They can say, special circumstances, we weren't subjected to the same morning cocktail.
And that team's been a pasha ever since. Just
the other team have been dancing it off. Yeah.
But then today, so I think, is the final conference call, There's a conference call happening today where they'll make a final decision on whether the entire Olympic team are going to be out. So Russia won't be competing in the Olympics. And that's kind of the final decision that's going to be made today.
So it all hinges on today, really. But there's been some quite prominent figures standing up and saying that we should absolutely ban the whole nation. Usain Bolt, he's waded in.
Really?
He's waded in saying that we should ban them all based on the fact that it sends a strong message to overall drugs cheats. So, for me, he's sort of a figurehead of Olympics.
Yeah, I trust him.
Has he got any official remit as a figurehead?
No.
But you see him as one.
I see him as someone whose opinion carries a lot of weight in these matters.
Okay, so because basically you've really got to believe in him if he's stuck his neck out and really gone anti-drugs, because a load of them are going to be carrying going, accidentally.
He must
be pretty confident.
Well, you'd think that, but Lance Armstrong pulled the wool over all of our eyes for years.
He was on a moral high horse, wasn't he?
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, but, you know.
He just thought he was above testing. He was a Putin character, like, they'll never catch me.
I think he kind of just decided that if it all came out, he didn't like anyone anyway, so it doesn't matter if everyone hates him.
He also had the cancer to fall back on as a sympathy vote.
Yeah, it's true, and then but even that couldn't...
Keep him in
the people's hearts. So watch out.
And the other one, who's the tennis player, Sharapova.
Well, she claims it was she didn't quite realise what she was taking.
They have changed the list.
They changed the laws, and she didn't realise that they... I mean, whether I believe that or not.
I mean, is she still playing?
No, I don't
think she should be allowed to have whatever she wants now. She can help herself.
I don't think she's playing.
So Usain Bolt's... Get rid of him. Get him out. Who else?
Well, Putin has come in to say that collective punishment is not the answer. So that we should be punishing individuals that dope instead of banning an entire team. Obviously, he's got ulterior motives, but that's his kind of stance on it, that it's collective punishment is not something that we should be going for.
He is furious, though. A very angry Russian man. My sources...
You've been
in
on your
Russia.
Own conference call with... With just him.
Daily. He won't shut up.
Vladimir, can you stay on when everyone else leaves?
He's mainly on WhatsApp.
Can you just
take this offline?
Can we take this offline? We need to.
Honestly, he doesn't shut up about it. For him, the Olympics really is the be-all and end-all.
It's what he looks forward to all year.
He judges a country's success is judged by your sporting prowess.
Did he say that?
According to Putin, yeah. So when they weren't doing so well, I think they came 11th or something, that's when he introduced these cocktails to get them all back on track and in shape.
So this has been a real focus for him for a long time.
We should be clear and say he hasn't been directly linked to this at all. So that was...
It's at all levels.
At all levels, but the guy that's being... They're saying it was
The
sports minister was involved, but I'm sure Putin's got an ear to it.
Yeah, well, he might claim he doesn't have a clue.
I think
he will claim that.
But obviously everyone's got ulterior motives in this, because if they leave, then we do better. GB does better. Yeah. We move up a spot. Well, everyone moves up
Gymnastics,
a spot.
Gymnastics, I think, would be great for us if the Russians weren't in it. They always seem to do well.
Famous. Russians are, yeah, in the 80s, didn't they have the youngest ever gold medalist ever?
Mm. So it could make it, yeah. I mean, did we come third or fourth last time?
In London 2012?
Yeah.
Fourth, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we could be.
We could be in for a bronze overall.
Hello.
This is suddenly not seeming too bad. Get Russia out.
Yeah, who else can we get on these drugs? Who else is in the running? Do we get the Team France? Are they in our way?
America did quite well in 2012.
I think Australia's all right, aren't they?
They're only at certain sports. They kill it at volleyball.
Let's get boots on the ground.
America would be the best ones to get out.
Get the kids onto this stuff early. Get them hooked at an early age at the Children's Olympics.
Plant them.
Is that a thing? The Children Olympics?
It must be a junior Olympics.
A junior thing. Just go, have you tried this?
Oh, have you had some of the Duchess this morning?
Woke up feeling great today. It must be the Duchess.
You could just put it in their bottles. Start really early.
Get them hooked.
So we feel, as we conclude on the facts, that Russia will probably be asked to leave.
I think there was a source, the Mail on Sunday were reporting that they will be asked to leave today, it's confirmed. So it's just a matter of whoever will be on that conference call, I guess it'll be an interesting afternoon for them.
Well, listeners, keep online, keep refreshing that article. Let's
keep you posted.
We're on 10 Turks, and let's hope Team GB get bronze out of this.
Every cloud.
Thanks. Task Force. So the next feature is, it's kind of a blend of Tell Me Something I Don't Know and Task Force this week. Because I don't know as much about this topic as the two of you. So I'm hoping to learn something from it. But it also feels like we've got something to fix here from what I gather. The topic is going to be the Kanye West and Taylor Swift feud.
Okay.
Big topic.
Big.
Big in the showbiz world.
Move over Olympics. This is the real story.
Quite.
I mean, where do you start on this? This has just been dragging on and on.
Give us a 1 minute download.
So this kicked off 2009. Kanye West stormed the stage when Taylor was picking up her award for Best Video and basically said, Beyonce should have won this, her video was exceptional, I'ma let you finish. That's the famous line. Later that night, Beyonce invited Taylor back on the stage while she was accepting an award to finish her speech, and the rest has sort of gone on from there. And at some points they've been getting on, they've been sending the flowers. Kanye, when he said he was going to run for president, Taylor agreed to be his running mate. So this has gone back and forth. The real nub of it for me is, what is Kim doing? Stirring it all up again.
So something's happened recently, and this was around a song that Kanye released last year, I think, or earlier this year.
So his song Famous has a line in it where he talks about Taylor, and he basically refers to that she's only famous because of him, and he was still maybe going to have sex with her.
Specifically, he calls her a bitch.
Yeah.
Right, and she, from what I know of Taylor, that would go down like a sack of shit.
Yes.
She wouldn't like to be called a bitch, would she?
No, I mean, it's a shit sandwich at a wedding over there for the Taylor party. She's not enjoying this at all.
No.
Okay, so she's... What, she doesn't want to be involved in the feud?
So at the time, she claimed that she was really unhappy with those lyrics. She went kind of on her high horse, as she does, to say that she didn't agree with it. And since then, Kim has released a Snapchat of a conversation, a phone conversation with Kanye and Taylor, where he's telling her about half of the lyrics and she's saying that actually it would be a compliment. So he's giving her the heads up, saying there's going to be this song, I'm including you in it, these are the lyrics, are you happy with them? And she says yes.
However, Camp Taylor are now saying that phone call did happen, but she hadn't heard the song and there was no mention of the word bitch.
Yeah.
So now she's saying, I don't want to be involved in this, I couldn't approve it if I never heard it. And
she's calling it character assassination.
Character assassination. I don't want to be involved in this narrative at all.
Okay, and so she was able to catch the Snapchat whenever it was posted.
So they last for a bit longer. That it was. It's not a live broadcast.
Okay, Snapchat. I thought it was one of these sort of 10 seconds.
It's a story. When last 24 hours.
Okay,
that's a whole separate issue.
She stopped what she was doing, and I imagine this is how you settle big arguments now, isn't it? Well, I'll just Snapchat
take
the truth.
To social media.
And
well, I think for Kim, she actually had tweeted across various platforms, tweeted and posted on to say follow me on Snapchat. So I think for her it was more of a mechanic to get more followers.
Yeah.
And so,
doesn't sound like Kim.
No, it doesn't at all. Maybe Chris was behind it.
So what's going to happen next?
Well, where do you go from here?
How do we resolve this? Do we even care that they've fallen out? Do they need to be friends again?
I think they're all as disgusting as each other, if I'm honest.
Who's all of them? Is because I feel like
Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, and Taylor Swift are all by all.
Beyonce
humans.
Is she?
I think she can be kept out of it. I think she's actually trying to probably
she's above this.
Steer clear.
Is Jay-Z trying to broker a deal?
I think they're trying to fix their marriage. They've got bigger issues.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good to know.
Well, I think the next steps is Taylor's actually threatening legal action because she's saying that the phone call was recorded without her knowledge, so illegally, I guess. Whether that comes off.
Maybe that is how they settle it. They do a huge O.J. Simpson, the people versus court trial.
Yeah.
That's the next series of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Maybe it's all planned.
Maybe they've already got that in place. Who would play? Could they get David Schwimmer back to play Robert Kardashian?
Yeah, he did a good job.
He did do a good job, yeah.
I thought they were going to be playing themselves. That's how I imagine.
No, but he's dead, so we'd need to use Ross again.
Okay, but Kanye can play Kanye and Taylor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Taylor can play.
I don't think
Taylor.
Egos would allow someone
else to
play them. You've
got Calvin and Tom Hiddleston coming in as witnesses.
God.
This gets better, doesn't it?
That's a character. Calvin certainly would be adding to the assassination.
Because here's one thing, and I think I've mentioned this before, and this might be the news. My sort of disbelief on the whole Swiddleston thing, and I start to wonder whether all of Taylor Swift's life is just made up, and this is just a big pantomime because she hasn't got an album out. How does she keep us interested?
Yeah.
She just pumps the papers with this bollocks about like I care about being called a bitch. I mean, life's too short to spend this much time being upset about being called a bitch.
I mean, she's clearly mental. Of all these people
diagnosed,
clearly there's something more going on up there because she. I mean, she hasn't managed to, although she has worked her way through everyone from Styles to Mayer to the Kennedy son, she literally hasn't nailed any of them down for longer than 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
They all leave being like, God.
What was
and
that?
And she writes a song. And then they end up very happy and settled. So I just think this is Tom's segue into being the next Bond.
But I think he's ruining it for himself. Because would you say that you both fancy him less?
Yes,
100%.
Yes,
you've lost all respect for him.
Unless there's some clever ploy behind it, so you know the thing about potentially it's going to be a music video, or it's a social experiment into the Paps and how you know investigation into your private life. But if not, then he's a fool.
But I mean, that's mean though, because she's met his mother. His mother requested, so he flew her over, and they had like a walk in Wellies with his mum, and I'm like that. Don't bring your mum into
this. I think he's killed it for the Bond idea because everyone's just seeing this soppy side where he's wearing a vest and then he's bringing her to meet his mum on week 3.
He also should have, if that was his plan, he should have gone for a woman that was loved by everyone. And Taylor Swift has unfortunately
He should have gone for Beyonce.
But
Beyonce's taken. Who's a likable woman that's famous? Who's single? Name it.
Selena Gomez. She's a bit young for him, I think. Although Taylor Swift's not that much older. But someone that's not known for being... Taylor Swift's gone to the other end now, where she was
sweet. What
about... Because
Katy Perry's involved in this somehow as well, isn't she?
She's going out with someone, isn't she?
Well, no. But Katy Perry and Taylor they're frenemies because of John Mayer.
God. The plot really does thicken on this one. I don't know. So how... Do we get them all in a... Like a house? Just... Ply them with boot. Actually, no, because obviously, like, if you ply good, fun people and nice people with booze, it's an amazing party.
Kanye West
fuel at a bunch of assholes with booze and coke or whatever. It just amplifies the asshole.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
That's what would happen with that lot. Taylor would storm out. Kanye would be like, "What did I do? What did I say?"
I'd be scared to say anything in case I was being recorded again and then fucking put out on Kim's Snapchat. So I don't think they would get anywhere.
You could take the house idea and build on it so that it's more of a series of challenges, almost like a crystal maze type. So there could be physical,
team building,
mental, skill. I don't know what the other ones are, but all of the different categories.
One saves the other from something dangerous.
Exactly, but then you kind of recreate the team bonding and you mix up all the teams. So one team might be Jay-Z, John Mayer, Taylor Swift.
And then you put,
Chris Kardashian.
Wait a minute, surely Kanye and Taylor need to be put on the same team?
Be on the same team.
Okay, so put Kanye and Taylor in the Aztec zone.
Yeah.
Who's Richard O'Brien in this story?
I think we get Richard O'Brien back.
Or we get Ross could do a good job of that as well. David Schwimmer's not doing much unless we give him the gig on series two of the Kardashians.
David Schwimmer in character as
Richard O'Brien. Correct. He can get the tan that he had for Ross.
Shave his head.
Shave his head.
I was going to say Kardashian, but that's even better. David Schwimmer in character as
Richard O'Brien.
Yeah,
okay, that makes sense. We'll get those
that
two.
Makes sense.
That makes sense. Taylor and Kanye in one team, maybe Katy Perry and Tom Hiddleston on the other. Katy can cop off with Tom.
Yeah, great.
And get him distracted. That'll break them up, and then Orlando Bloom will get involved. And maybe Orlando Bloom will get the Bond role out of it. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be quite nice.
What role would he get?
Bond.
The Bond role.
It's a bit small for Bond, but
far too small and pointy for Bond.
What about Kanye as Bond?
No, the worst.
Absolutely not.
John Mayer?
He could be Bond, definitely.
Okay, right. As long as we've got to fill that role
Bond
too.
Bond with a guitar.
Just task force. We're very efficient. We can get through.
I mean, we're just ticking off things.
We could
left,
just
right,
book
and centre
up
here.
They've got the Crystal Maze pop up in London. We'll get them all over.
I will set that. I'll set
we
it up.
We
can
tie it up with Fashion Week because that'll be over anyway.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Don't go to that after party.
Not something much more interesting.
Check this out. I've got us 10 tickets to the Crystal Maze with David Schwimmer for
playing
one night.
Richard O'Brien.
Great. Well, we'll get that going. Look out for a Facebook invite in your inboxes, listeners. Thank you both for helping me with Task Force.
Quite all right.
Quiz.
So we finish every week with a quiz. I'm just going to get my quiz book out
that I've
got, where we look at some of the smaller issues that have been going on in the week.
Quiz book.
I've got my quiz book.
What is that?
Looks like something out of Harry Potter.
My Hogwarts branded quiz book. It's not, but it does look like the notes of a serial killer, I must say. So the way this works, I've got... Do not look at that. No cheating. So I ask 5 questions.
Yep.
Whoever gets the most answers right wins.
Yep, sure.
Beginner's luck usually plays a key part in this, but you're both beginners, so it's all to play for.
Mm-hmm.
You say your name, that's your buzzer, and we're gonna take it from there. Number one, what was the good news for Oxford Street shoppers this week?
Stephanie.
Yep.
Earlier opening times.
Any improvement on earlier opening times?
Lauren, I might go with they've fully pedestrianised it. Not just the middle bit.
I'm going to give you a point.
Oh, what?
London, Oxford Street, the most polluted street on earth, is to be pedestrianised. It's the stretch of road...
I mean, you do not fix the problems that we have with traffic in central London by pedestrianising the main street.
That goes from A to B.
I mean...
Tell me more. I don't actually understand much about roads.
I don't understand. Well, you don't drive, do you?
I don't drive, so
tell. Oh, fine, okay.
So why won't this help?
Buses are a bloody nightmare down there.
Is this going to make things worse?
Well, it's
not if you want to pop into Topshop on a Saturday.
But how would you get there? There's no this door-to-door service.
The tube. When do you drive to Oxford Street?
No,
but Mrs. Uber over here, door-to-door.
That's what she's worried about. The Ubers won't be able to get down.
That is mainly what I'm worried about. I mean, they can't bloody find you anyway at the best of times without a landmark like Oxford Street.
It can drop you at Bond Street, which is where I imagine you start your shop anyway.
Outside Selfridges, sure.
So you're fine. And then everyone else is an improvement. Okay, 1 point to Lauren.
Damn it.
Number two, who is to become a father again at the age of 72?
Mick Jagger. Lauren Mick Jagger.
Correct.
And also Martin Sorrell, 71, was announced yesterday. What are they all doing?
Bloody
hell. I mean, Mick Jagger, let's just go back to him for 1 second.
Shagfest at the care home.
That's impressive, isn't it?
72, she's 29.
He's planning to be quite hands off on this one.
Hands because, off.
Hands
Is that
off
what he said?
Because
he's surely not gone to press with planning to be quite hands off. Because with the other ones, I was really hands on. In the heroin years, I was really hands on.
Well, she lives in the US, and he's mainly based in London. Hands are tied.
So is he with this woman, or was it a one night stand?
Yeah, it's his girlfriend, but he's had a lot of girlfriends. So he's already a great grandfather, and so he's now going to be a father again. He's got. How many? He's got seven children already, aged between 17 and 45, by four different mothers. So,
I mean, Don't get me wrong, I am a huge Jagger fan, and I think the Jagger kids' jeans, they're all great. I love them all.
They all look great. But they all look great. He does need to keep it in his pants now, I think.
Yeah,
I think enough.
Be responsible. Get it.
Just maybe have the snip.
Get
You've
it
had
snipped,
enough
or
now,
just have it, yeah, have it tied up. Okay, so Laura's in the lead with two. Steph, you've got it. You're really going to have to get this one. What does being funny make you more likely to do? This is some new research that came out this week. Lauren, it looks like you actually want to help Steph.
No, I think she's about to say, Lauren.
Lauren, I don't know if this is true, but my suggestion would be it's live longer.
Yeah.
That's it. Being funny helps you live longer.
You're going to not get a point because it's the opposite.
Oh, it makes you die.
It makes you die earlier.
Oh,
they
but
did
at least
a,
you had a good time.
Well, they said they did a study of comedians and nearly 39% of the stand-ups in the study had died prematurely compared with just 20% of dramatic actors.
Isn't that just because they're probably all alcoholics?
Yeah.
Well, no, apparently it's related to the intrinsic stress of trying to make people laugh.
Well, I understand that, actually.
And so
It is a stressful thing to try and make people laugh, but there is no greater reward when someone's cackling away at something you've said.
As I imagine the listeners can relate to right now. So, still on 2 points.
Do I get the one because Lauren didn't get it?
No!
No, that's not how it works. You didn't even try with an answer on that
you
one.
You didn't give me a chance.
I paused for so long.
For many seconds of waiting. Okay, you're not going to get this one, but let's see.
Excellent.
Well,
what are set to become the stars of a new series of children's books?
What are?
Yeah. Maybe what modern phenomenon / part of everyday life are going to become a set of children's books?
What?
Modern
I don't even understand the question.
What are going to be the characters?
Yeah, are the characters going to be smartphones or something?
Yeah, you're kind of on the right track.
Right, okay.
Something modern, something...
Tablets.
Ubers. Ubers, baby, little baby Ubers.
No, like I'm thinking like Brum, they'll have eyes and eyelashes.
It's actually emojis.
Oh.
There's going to be a new book or series called Emoji Town.
Okay.
Featuring heart eyes and pile of poo.
Oh, they've
got some issues with this because I mean we're already quite far down the road of having like illiterate children because we don't use proper language. We let them all text speak and use emojis. I mean they're literally not going to be able to spell.
Yeah, where does the education aspect come in for that?
Children's programmes should have an educational aspect.
I guess that just it'll be Biff, Chip, and Kipper, but it'll be replaced by.
But they would work. That was
poo
at least
emoji.
in
heart
one,
eyes and
poo emoji is going to walk the dog.
in one tale, laughing, crying posts unflattering pictures of the other emojis. online.
Oh, this is horrid.
This, I don't think this is for children.
And it provokes a Twimoji storm. So the kids are going to learn about the internet, but yeah, I think this is this combined with Pokemon Go is the end of days.
It is also quite hard to tell a lot of stories in emojis.
It's true.
There's quite a few key ones that are missing.
They haven't thought of the long-term
plan here. No, they haven't.
Okay, well, so Lauren is the winner, but we'll ask this one anyway just for fun.
Yep.
When was the last time a Prime Minister was elected who had a beard?
Oh.
Well, we've really gone outside of category there.
It's just one of the many odds stacked against Jeremy Corbyn.
Hmm. It was Corbyn got a beard.
Corbyn.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I do know Corbyn.
You were doing so well, Lauren. You were, yeah. Everyone's like, oh, this woman really knows her stuff about the news. Has Corbyn got a beard?
No, but I was more thinking, would we class that as a beard? It's more sort of stubble.
No, it's a beard. It's a beard. Beard. It's just a white beard.
Oh, it's white. That's maybe why I didn't see it.
I don't know.
Any clue? I mean, you just need to guess a year, Steph.
1987.
I'll go 18.
Bearing in mind, Thatcher was the Prime Minister.
Oh, yeah, I stick with my choice. 1987. No, 1952.
Any improvement on
1952? 1891.
Lauren would be closer. It's 1721.
Bloody hell.
So it's not looking good for Corbyn.
Is absolutely
check out now, mate. Anyway, well, congratulations, Lauren, on winning your first quiz. We can discuss this stuff afterwards. We can maybe give you some tips on how to sweat up. Thank you for joining me for This Might Be the News.
Very welcome.
This week. Thank you, listeners, if you did listen or if you're still listening. Very much appreciated. Thank you, and see you next week.